Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, welcome back to Newsmax, the president's personal attorney, and he's heading up the legal efforts in this challenge. Mayor Giuliani, welcome back. How are you?
Greg, how are you?
I'm terrific. I am rooting for you guys, as you know. How's it going overall? Give us the picture.
It keeps moving ahead. I think we're doing well. I mean, we've got some major victories in the last couple of days. We have in Nevada. We had the Nevada Election Commission, which is 5-0 Democrat, turned around an election involving a Republican and a Democrat in favor of the Republican for irregularities in Clark County. Those are the same irregularities that we are asserting in our lawsuit. In fact, he got the irregularities from us, and therefore, it would seem to me that we're going to probably get a similar decision there. There's a little confusion in Michigan. In Michigan, Wayne County Election Commission refused to certify the vote. Then two Republican commissioners, appeared to have agreed to certify it on the condition that there be an audit of the ballot. But they're in the process of not certifying it and making it clear that they were basically harassed and do not believe that there are anywhere near sufficient votes to certify. And that would be a very major victory because the votes at stake there would change the results in Michigan. And hopefully that'll be completed tonight. We've got our lawsuit going in Wisconsin the other day. That puts at stake about 60,000 illegal votes, absentee ballots. That's where they did their cheating. I mean, they did their cheating in Pennsylvania. It's kind of like a template for the rest of the country. They excluded somewhere around 50 Republican poll watchers. So 682,770 ballots, absentee ballots, were submitted in secret. In other words, we never got to inspect them. Those are mostly in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Those ballots are blatantly illegal and should be struck. And then when you go to Nevada, there's a lawsuit in Nevada which basically involves being unable to identify the signatures on about 140,000 absentee ballots. And in Georgia, very similar. Large number of absentee ballots that were not examined, not seen, never inspected by the other side, as well as changes in the date that the absentee ballot was submitted. Justice Alito made it quite clear that if you got a ballot after November 3rd, it had to be segregated, because they're not sure they're legal after November 3rd. The court hasn't quite decided that. But we have many instances, Georgia being one, Michigan another, where when they came in on the 4th and the 5th, this is even after the election, they backdated it to the 3rd.
So, Mayor, a lot of your supporters, I'm one of them, but some of them are getting nervous, as you know, and they're wondering, hey, are we losing momentum here? And I think they're going to start certifying some of these elections pretty soon. Is there momentum here? I hear about a lawsuit here and a lawsuit there. And do you have some evidence that you're not putting out there publicly? Because, well, it would be tactically advantageous and strategically advantageous for you to hold it back.
Well, I would say, oh, yes, there's some of that, but there's enough evidence out there to show that the vote in Pennsylvania this has been out there for some time. I mean, part of the problem is not that there's a lack of activity. Gosh, we've got 5 lawsuits going on. We win 3 of those, and the election turns. Aside from your network, OAN, to some extent Fox, nobody reports what we do. So the public does have a sense that we're not doing anything, but we're filing a lawsuit a day. And the numbers have now gotten to the point where I can say that if we win 3 of the 5, and there'll eventually be 7, then the numbers change immediately. He goes over 270 and Biden goes below 270. So if you were to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, that would be the end of the end of the election. If they fail, Michigan has already indicated they're not going to certify. Wisconsin has a very strict procedure of their own, but we're quite confident that we'll be able to knock out about 60,000 ballots there as illegal. And Wisconsin's only a 10,000 margin. And Pennsylvania, we argued it yesterday. And remember, we're going to probably lose a few of these, and we'll have taken the Supreme Court. We lost a case in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
That we
can take to the Supreme Court now. We think it's a very, very good case to take. But Pennsylvania Supreme Court, it was a 5-2 decision, like the Florida Supreme Court was in Bush v. Gore. Of course, it was 5 Democrats and 2 Republicans in both cases.
Mayor, real quick, I do think their strategy, you're right, media blackout, pretend it's not happening, call Joe Biden president-elect and say there's no evidence of voter fraud.
But I mean, you know.
That's their strategy. That's part of it.
It's a censorship.
Yes. And here's a question, though, and I'm concerned that some judges will seize on this. They'll think, well, if we turn this election, you know, if we put it up, if it's inconclusive, there will be violence. You'll remember there was no violence when it was perceived that Joe Biden won. How do you fight the perception that there might be violence if Donald Trump gets the upper hand?
We have to hope and pray that judges have the intellectual honesty and the faithfulness to the Constitution to decide a very important case like this, honestly, without fear. I mean, they always say we have to decide without fear or favor. I mean, we can't decide elections based on we're afraid of riots.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know what we've become.
No.
We've become a cowardly, sniveling little country, and we're not that. I mean, if there are riots, they'll be put down and they'll be stopped. I mean, all they have to do is hire me for a day or your father, and we can end the riots in 2 days. You could go one place, I could go the other. You just take over as mayor, the riot will be over in a day.
That's
and we
true.
Won't hurt anybody.
I've seen you do it before.
We'll just handle it intelligently.
Yeah.
We won't let them just willy-nilly steal in every place they want to steal.
Mayor,
and give them the
they're,
city.
They're playing the music. I'm sorry we have to go. And I agree with you. I'm hoping those judges, they should not. That should not be part of their calculus here. We both know that.
So.
I hope they know it. Good luck, Mr. Mayor. You're making progress. Keep us posted, okay?
And thanks, Greg. Always a pleasure.
All right. Take care. And best to your son, Andrew Giuliani. He's got a son who works in the White House, everybody. Take care, Mr. Mayor. We'll be back in a moment.
Newsmax TV is now America's fastest growing cable news channel. We give you the real news you need. So subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us a thumbs up. If you like this video, share it with your friends. Newsmax TV streams live on YouTube for free. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.